Well, good morning. It is good to see all of you. I'll be looking at a passage out of Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. And I've entitled the message, "How Much Bread Do You Have?" And that the title comes out of verse 5, where Jesus had asked the disciples this question, "How much bread do you have?" Beginning with verse 1, about this time, another large crowd had gathered, and the people ran out of food again. Jesus called his disciples and told them, "I feel sorry for these people. They have been here with me for 3 days, and they have nothing left to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will faint along the way, for some of them have come a long distance." His disciples replied, "How are we supposed to find enough food to feed them out here in the wilderness?" And Jesus asked, "How much bread do you have?" 7 loaves, they replied. So Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and thanked God for them and broke them into pieces. He gave them to his disciples, who distributed the bread to the crowd. A few small fish were found too. So Jesus also blessed these and told the disciples to distribute them. They ate as much as they wanted. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 large baskets of leftover food. There were about 4,000 people in the crowd that day. And Jesus sent them home after they had eaten. Immediately after this, he got into a boat with his disciples and crossed over to the region of Dalmanutha. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Lead us through it and help us to learn from it, is my prayer in Jesus' holy and loving name. Amen. Well, this is not the first time that Jesus would feed thousands. Discovered that Jesus fed not only thousands, but 1,000 more plus on another occasion with just a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish. Jesus did this. Jesus can do anything, amen? He sure can, and he can do anything with you and I. He can do absolutely anything. I have some questions, and I'm just looking through this scripture, and we'll see what the scriptures can teach us. The first question is, who was there? Verse 1 tells us very plainly, the large crowd, the disciples, and Jesus. I want to tell you the most important thing is if Jesus is there. Jesus was there with them. Jesus would help them where no one else could. Who was there? Well, quite naturally, a lot of people, the disciples, and most importantly, Jesus. The second question, why were they there? Well, I am certain that it was to hear Jesus, to just hear whatever Jesus would have to say. Two things had occurred that encouraged people to come to him. He had healed a deaf man with an impediment in his speech. And Jesus cured a Gerasene demoniac. That third point there of healing the Gerasene demoniac, after he had been healed, the demoniac, one-time demoniac, he wanted to follow Jesus. But Jesus discouraged this and instead told him, you need to go home. You need to tell everybody what the Lord has done in your life. I'm encouraged by that. Jesus encouraged one man to go back to his own family and his own country and tell them what the Lord had done. Bear that in mind. You know, when Jesus fed thousands, where did the thousands ever come from? I'm certain that they had heard about this man, Jesus, who had done marvelous, miraculous things. And I am certain that Jesus, that he certainly had compassion on all these people. Thousands had turned out. And we've already read in verse 2 of chapter 8 that Jesus said, I feel sorry for these people. He was moved by their turnout, by their means of just staying with him for 3 days and just being there. As a result, after being there 3 days, they would become weak. Not only hungry, but weak. These people, some of them came a long distance to hear Jesus. Another question comes to mind, and it's actually voiced by the disciples in verse 4. We have the disciples who replied, how are we supposed to find enough food to feed them out here in the wilderness? That's interesting, isn't it? Mind you, the disciples had been with Jesus before in chapter 6 when he fed thousands. But here, on this occasion, and there were thousands yet again to be taken care of, they were there hungry, and Jesus did not want them to leave hungry and weak because Jesus cared about them. The disciples, they wondered, well, how are we going to find enough food? How are we going to feed them? How are we going to do anything way out here in the wilderness? I can hear them. I don't know about you, but I've heard people similarly throughout the years. How are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? There's always going to be something of an obstacle in a Christian's path. There's always going to be something or someone who will make life difficult. But if you have Jesus, you have all that you need. Amen. Amen. Jesus answers the question with his own question, which is the title of this message. How much bread do you have? Well, now they answered, well, we have 7 loaves and 3 fish. That's all we have. I'm glad that they had that. You might be asking, well, then what? Well, in verses 6 and 7, you'll see, then what? He told all the people to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves. He thanked God for them. He broke them into pieces. He gave them to the disciples to distribute them to the people. Some commentators believe this is a foreshadowing of the Last Supper. And there are a lot of indications that this is a foreshadowing of the Last Supper. Jesus took what they had to do what he needed to do with everyone that was around him. Amen. Jesus can still do it. Some of y'all are looking at me like, oh, really? Yes, really. He can still do it. The people, they ate as much as they wanted. The disciples picked up 7 large baskets of leftover food. And there were 4,000 plus in attendance. On both occasions when Jesus did his miracle of feeding thousands, we're not counting in the first instance 5,000, that those people had their families with them. They had a lot more people there than what is recorded. The Bible speaks of them being there. On this occasion in chapter 8, it doesn't necessarily speak of them, but we are almost certain that for all of the 4,000 that were there, well, they had some family with them, and had in their families had some of their friends possibly with them. There were a lot more people that were ministered to than the 4,000. The last thing I want to mention to you is this. Jesus, after he had done this marvelous miracle of feeding thousands, after they had eaten all that they wanted, he sent them home. And then Jesus left to continue his journey. He got into a boat and he crossed over the lake. Now, this was a very simple story, wasn't it? A story about a man, an important man, the Son of God. I'm telling you, Jesus, he can still do anything at all. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to know I have a Lord and Savior who can do absolutely anything. Some of you probably don't know this about me. Most of you do, I think. But a few years ago, I got real sick. My journey started with Grand Prairie, headed toward Edmonton. Once in Edmonton, in the largest hospital there, they then discovered I needed to have my liver taken out and then another liver put in me. Well, they did that. And after the surgery, I was in a coma for a few months. And the doctor then, he was telling everybody, well, I'm going to die. But God didn't agree with the doctor. And I did get better. I'm here to testify that God can do anything. He brought me through it all. He brought me through it all, and I thank the Lord for that. And you know, God can do anything for you. There are things that you're going through that only God can do for you where no one else can. I want to encourage your faith in the Lord, that you'll trust him to do what God wants to do for you. I'll be here in the front. The instrumentalists will come and play just a little something. And if there's anyone here, possibly you came thinking, well, I'm not going to do anything, but you discovered that you need to do something. You might be a Christian and yet you're struggling. This is a time to turn to the Lord. I encourage you to come forward and have prayer, or just get on your knees up here and pray. Or there may be someone, anyone, that might be lost. And I want to say to you, as certainly as I'm standing here, that if you cry out unto the Lord, He will hear you. He loves you and cares for you. You come. You come.